Congratulations for starting on your recall training journey. I'm so excited to have you here and to help you and your dog explore the world together. This audio lesson goes with the welcome unit in your online course and will cover material from lessons titled Course Overview, Contact Sage, Schedule Your Coaching Sessions, and Course Policies and Other Frequently Asked Questions. Thanks for listening. Course Overview. You're already here listening to this, which means you've figured out the online course portion and the audio lessons part of this training program. In this course, I also include written out lessons, these audio lessons that you're listening to, training plans, worksheets, videos, examples, and quizzes to help you get the information you need to successfully train your recall with your dog. In addition, you get personalized support from me to help adjust and apply this knowledge to your dog and to your goals. You will be asked to submit training video and other assignments for feedback from me, and you can join an exclusive group of other people who are also working through this training plan. After you graduate, you can opt into a monthly subscription program to get continuing support from me. As you know, recall is a lifelong training goal. You might have noticed that this course is broken into four units. Each unit can be completed in 1 week if everything goes perfectly, but just because it can doesn't mean it should. Learning takes consistent practice and it takes time. And every time you train, you get more information from your dog about what is working and what isn't. That's why I suggest that most teams take about 8 weeks to complete this program, which is enough time for mistakes, recalculations, and lots of learning from both you and your dog. At the end of every unit, there will be a checklist to see if you and your dog are ready to go on to the next unit. These are not like the tests in school. You don't get any bonus points for finishing fastest. Think of these checklists as ways to ensure that your training is working and ways to know that you and your dog will be safe and successful on the exercises that we work toward in the next units. If there are sticking points or things that you're struggling with, I'm here to support you. I want you to enjoy the freedom and relationship that comes with a good recall, and that's why I made this program. I want it to help you, and I want you and your dog to find success, and so I'm committed to doing everything in my power to help you and your dog succeed. I'm going to overview what's in each unit just so that you know what's ahead, but you don't need to memorize this. The information will all be laid out clearly. Unit 1 is about laying the foundations for your own training knowledge, and you're going to set up some situations where your dog can't help but come to you and then learn the really wonderful, exciting things that happen when they do actually recall to you. The goal of this unit is not perfection, it's enthusiasm. Throughout this entire process, we put a lot of emphasis on making sure that you and your dog are having a good time, and those emotions are the basis for what makes a strong and reliable recall throughout. So the enthusiasm is the most important thing. That being said, Unit 1 can sometimes feel frustrating because there's a lot of new information and you're learning a new skill. If you're feeling frustrated or if you don't feel like your dog is feeling enthusiastic, that's time to reach out to me. We can make adjustments. We can make it happen. Enthusiasm is our number one priority for Unit 1. Unit 2 will all be about expanding your skills and expanding your dog's skills and mostly your dog's confidence. We're going to be very careful about selecting when we practice our recall so that your dog can be successful and make easy decisions throughout the entirety of Unit 2. This also means that you're going to be learning what you need to set up your training for Unit 3 because we need you to have the skills on board before you apply them to your dog. This can be a really frustrating stage for people because it feels like you're not making progress, but I promise that you are, and this is the system that we need to trust in order to get to the recall. Confidence and enthusiasm from your dog is so, so valuable, and that's what we focus on in Unit 2. Unit 3, we start to increase our distractions for our dog, and we start applying the things that we learned in Unit 1 and 2 about splitting distractions into small, manageable pieces, and really honing in on the things that are most difficult for your dog so that we can start to train against those distractions. We are helping our dogs to generalize, and the learning that you did at the beginning is really going to pay off in Unit 3. We also may see some recall failures during Unit 3, which is unlike what we've seen in Units 1 and 2. A recall failure is not the end of the world. It's not catastrophic. It just means that those are the things we need to practice with our dogs, And I have a very helpful framework that will guide you as you respond and recover from recall failures. Unit four is going to be a culmination of everything. We're expanding on what we've learned through the course, and we're going to work on building this into our habits so that you have a lifelong framework to continue to apply and improve your recall. You will not have a perfect recall in 100% of the situations at the end of Unit three, and you probably won't have it at the end of Unit four. That's okay. Recall takes months of practice, it takes years to perfect, and honestly, it takes a life of continual recall practice to ensure that you maintain and can use your recall throughout your dog's life. This unit is really going to be about building sustainable habits and helping you learn how to adjust so that you have the skills you need to maintain the recall throughout your dog's life. You're here listening, so you know this program has audio lessons. Every lesson will have an audio version of that lesson to accompany it. I will also be putting together a long form audio lesson at the beginning of each unit so you can just listen to the full unit, plug right on through in one fell swoop. The material that we cover in the audio lessons will be the same as the material in our written program course, and it may not use the exact same words because some things sound better spoken and some things look better written. You can be successful without ever listening to an audio lesson, and you can also be successful without ever reading one of the lectures. In the written out lectures, there are quizzes, pictures, and videos, which I obviously can't recreate in audio format, so I suggest that you skim through the written out lessons if you like to listen to the audio lessons as well. These audio lessons are designed to complement the written out lectures. And as each course progresses, I hope to add additional audio lessons with guest speakers, case studies, and even expertise from other trainers. If you have ideas for what would be an audio lesson that would help you, please let me know. I want to make this course as valuable as possible for you. Many of the lessons in this program have accompanying worksheets, handy guides, tracking sheets, or practice notes that go along with them. I include all of these in a nice, easy-to-read format in your program workbook. You can download the program workbook at the bottom of this lesson. That will make things easy. I also print out a program workbook and mail it to everyone who signs up for this program because a lot of the things are easier if they're written out, and not a lot of people just have a printer hanging out at their home these days. If you have accessibility needs that are not met by this workbook, please do contact me directly. This course is designed for everyone, and I want to do my best to ensure that everyone can access the materials. Finally, just a little bit about myself. You're here, so you probably know a little bit about me, but I'm Sage. I'm a trainer, and I'm the founder of Set the Stage Behavior and Coaching. I've created this program because I think that recall is one of the most important skills that a dog can have, and it allows for you and your dog to do so many things together. I want to make recall training a fun and successful experience for every dog guardian out there, even though recall is a real training challenge. So I really appreciate that you're here. I appreciate that you're supporting my business and this mission, and I really think that we're doing excellent work and we're making the world a better place, one recall at a time. Throughout the course, there will be some materials you'll need to use, and I will list those here as well as some of my specific product recommendations. I will say I'm not sponsored by any of these products, but if you think I should be, then you should reach out to these companies and let them know. So, first of all, we're going to want a huge range of treats. Novelty and variety are important factors for many dogs, so we want treats that have high value, treats that are sort of more like kibble. We want small pieces of treats, large pieces of treats, a huge range of treats, and we're going to be talking more about how to choose the right treats for each situation later on in the course. You'll also want something to hold those treats in. I love treat pouches, and they're not all made the same. So, pouches that include a waist belt are really nice for me because I don't like wearing jeans or real pants, and so I can just clip them around my waist no matter what I'm wearing, and it's great. Roughwear has a trail pack, or Karen Pryor has a treat pouch from clickertraining.com that I like both of those. My favorite treat pouches also snap open and close really easily, so you can open them one-handed and then they close right afterwards so that you're not scattering treats everywhere. But really, the most important part about a treats pouch is that you like it, you find it comfortable, and it does what you need. You'll also need a number of different training spaces. I recommend that you need at least 5 large outdoor spaces where you can practice. Ideally, all of these spaces are fenced so that you can practice with and without a long line. We will also need a hiking location that you think is relatively low distraction. We can figure out more how to choose the right location later on in the course. And you always want to practice where off-leash dogs are allowed and safety risks are minimized. If you don't have these spots in mind already, you can check out the app Sniff Spot. They allow you to rent people's private yards for fairly cheap, and they're a great resource for finding off-leash spaces. And really, the larger the space, the better. We want to err on the side of bigger spaces, so at least 1 acre if possible. You need some gear for your dog, so you'll need a harness or a collar, as well as just an everyday leash. I really like using a Y-front harness, so that means a harness that on the dog's chest makes a Y shape and goes down in between their front legs. And this protects your dog if they're dragging a long line, especially if the long line gets caught or if you need to step on it. And I mentioned a long line, but you'll need that. Ideally, you'll use a 40 to 50 foot lightweight line. You can purchase leashes that are specific for this purpose, or you can DIY it, especially if you have a small dog. I personally use Biothane long lines from Palomine Lines, that's Palomine.com lines, and I use the 3/8 inch width because I want it to be as light as possible, and that's going to be strong enough for really any dog. If you have a small dog, you can also use like a parachute cord tied to a carabiner or some other lightweight waterproof line. You want to be careful though, these lines don't have the same tension strength as the Biothane lines, and so if you have a dog that you're worried about hitting the end of the line hard and breaking a line, you'll want to go with something a little bit more durable. And I also recommend that everyone in this course record at least some of their training video. This can be easy to do in setups with a phone and a friend or a tripod, but it can be more challenging out in the real world when you're trying to practice your recalls. I use and recommend a GoPro that has either a chest harness or a backpack strap mount. So every training game that we talk about here can be completed alone, but some are more fun with friends, and really they're just easier with friends sometime. So we want to have a couple of helper people that can help us with the training project. These can be people that you live with, friends that you see around town. Get creative with this. And in addition, we want to make sure that every single person in your household is involved in the training, because consistency is one of the most important things we can do for our dog. So if you live in a house with family members or partners, you need to make sure that they are on board with the training and are at least supporting the management and practice that you are doing on this training. Consistency is super important. And finally, this training program takes some time. Expect the training to take between 15 minutes and 1 hour every day, and most of this training is broken into smaller chunks throughout the day. You don't need to train daily, but consistency is important, like I said above, and you will get the best results if you train at least 5 days a week, and I really recommend trying to train 6 or 7 days a week, and that's what's in my suggested training schedules. You can contact me by email or text at any time. While I don't work a traditional 9-to-5 work schedule, I try to respond to my current clients at my earliest availability. You're likely to get the fastest result if you text me, but I will check my emails every day. I don't often have my phone on me, so phone calls are hit and miss if they aren't scheduled. Please take advantage of contacting me. Text me at any hour, it won't interrupt anything, and I'm only going to respond if I'm available. You can email me at sage, S-A-G-E, at stsdogs.com. Or you can text me at 541-990-5138. This information is in the Contact Sage lesson of your welcome module. As part of this course, you get access to 4 30-minute virtual coaching sessions with me. These coaching sessions may line up with your 4 units, but you can use them however you think will be most valuable. You can book your individual coaching sessions in the Schedule Your Coaching Sessions lesson in your online course. If you run out of coaching sessions and would like an in-person session with me if you're local, or would just like some additional help, you can purchase additional hour-long sessions for $150. You can always contact me directly if you have questions about this, or you can purchase these online in your Schedule Your Coaching Sessions lesson. I'm going to highlight a few of my course policies and some other frequently asked questions. I want this course to be valuable and useful for you.
I also have some course policies that protect my boundaries and my time, which allow me to be a better trainer and provide you and your dog with the best possible service. Cancellation and rescheduling of virtual coaching is absolutely allowed, and I want you to have the flexibility to make this work. I ask that you please give me as much notice as you have, either by sending me a quick text or an email. Your included coaching sessions can be completed at any time through the program, and while I think they will give the most benefit to you if they are spread out over the full course, you're a responsible adult who can decide how best to use this resource. I also reserve the right to reschedule coaching calls with advance notice. Late or no-show coaching calls forfeit that time. If you cancel on the same day, I generally consider that to be a no-show, except in extenuating circumstances, so reach out to me if you've got questions. All virtual coaching sessions will be held over recorded Google Meet sessions. I will provide links and calendar events and will make recordings available to you after the session. If you have multiple dogs, I ask that you focus on only one dog and submit homework for that one dog and training videos of that one dog. Of course, you're welcome to apply what you learn to your other dogs. That's part of the benefit of the way I teach this course. If you would like personalized feedback on multiple dogs, contact me directly about a multi-dog discount. I've worked hard to make the material in this course accessible and available. You are, of course, welcome to share pieces of the course or show it and discuss it with friends or other dog owners. I ask that you not share your course login or copy the course for someone else to participate, as the course sales are my primary income and I rely on every single sale. If you have questions about this, please let me know. And you're done. You've finished the welcome unit of this course. The material provided in the welcome unit is available for you to reference at any time, and you can always reach out to me with questions. Good work and happy training!